Congregation will arise. The words chosen for this morning are found in Psalm 46, selected verses. We read, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth be moved and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In Jesus Christ, our righteousness, dear fellow redeemed. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Those words are filled with comfort and hope for God's people in every age. Those words were possibly on Luther's mind on October 31st, 1517, as he walked out of the Black Cloister, turned left, and headed towards the Wittenberg Castle Church, where he nailed his 95 theses on the church door. 15 minutes that changed the world. They were his confidence in 1521 at Worms, when he stood before the most powerful man in the then known world, in the person of Charles V, and confessed, "Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me." These words were the comfort of the Lutheran confessors in 1530 as they presented the Augsburg Confession on pain of death. These words were the inspiration of Luther's battle hymn of the Reformation, "Ein feste Burg ist unser Gott," a mighty fortress is our God, a castle strong is he, which we will sing at the end of this service. God is indeed our refuge and stay. And as Luther and the confessors, we are in need of that refuge. There are plenty of conflicts and struggles in our lives that fill us with fear and dismay. Often we're mocked and ridiculed for our Orthodox Lutheran faith. Bible doctrine and Bible morals are considered to be obsolete. We're hearing a persecution of Christians in many places, and for example, in the Middle East. And we have concerns about our own land. And then you bring it closer to home. And the individual things. There might be someone on this campus this morning that feels entirely alone. It seems that people could care less about me. And the only time they talk to me is to rip me off. For another, the workload is consuming. I can't even think straight. For another, he's drowning in financial problems and doesn't appear to be any way out. Another is burdened down by his sins and the shame and disgust of it all. And still another is facing the terminal illness of one most near and dear. Yet regardless of our burden, we can find refuge in God, our rock and our fortress. He's like a cave on the side of a mountain in which we can hide in all the stormy blasts of life. He is the rock of ages, cleft for us. We can fly like a dove and hide in the crevice of the rock or the cleft of the rock, as Gerhard prays. That is, take refuge in the Savior's wounded side until God's wrath over our sins is past. Thus we pray in that old Lutheran communion prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, now unite yourself with me, and me with you ever undivided, both here in time and forever in eternity. May your holy body, Lord Jesus Christ, nourish me. Your rose-colored blood quench me. Your bitter suffering and death strengthen me. Oh, hear me, Lord Jesus, and in your holy wounds hide me. Then I'll never be separated from you. We are in need of refuge. And that refuge is found, we're told in this psalm, in the river that flows from the fountain in the temple of God, the church, coming from Emmanuel's veins. That fountain and river are Christ and his redemptive work. He is the rock of ages, wounded for us, from whose side flows the double cure. In the Reformation, God, through his servant Luther, restored biblical truth in its purity, which, as the hymn says, had long been a hidden treasure. The central article, the most important part of all that doctrine, is justification. Justification by faith, which means that we are justified or declared righteous, not by anything that we do or accomplish, but alone on the basis of Christ's redemptive work, which is counted as ours by faith. He won salvation for everyone on the cross, and he announced to all by his glorious resurrection. And he brings that forgiveness and all his blessings to you personally, each and every one of you this morning, through the means of grace, the word and the sacraments, and is received by trusting in Jesus as our Savior. And even that trust is worked through those very means of grace. There's nothing that we do. It's that message that makes glad the city of God. The truth that God has done all for our salvation alone. It's the only thing that gives you and me comfort and hope today and when we face the last hour. The psalmist ends his psalm saying, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. In Christ, God is indeed with men. Jesus, our Emmanuel, our refuge and stay, a very present help in time of trouble. In his wounded side, there is a hiding place for each and every one of us so that we're never separated from him. And from that side, there flows the double cure, the second most important emphasis of the Reformation, the double cure, the blood and the water. The waters of baptism, the blood of communion, and his word, which is spirit and life. It is these means of grace that give us the strength to face every burden and problem of life, and gives us the strength to do all things through him. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be moved and the mountains be carried into the depths of the sea. In this Reformation tide, we thank God for Martin Luther, Martin Chemnitz, Johann Gerhardt, and the other great heroes of faith through whom that everlasting gospel has been preserved to us in its charity, in its purity. God forbid that that treasure should again become hidden by our neglect, but rather may we boldly confess Jesus Christ and him crucified. He is our rock and fortress, a very present help in time of trouble. A mighty fortress is our God, a castle strong as he. Gottes Wort und Luther's Lehre vergeht nun und nimmermehr. God's word and Luther's teaching, now and forever. Amen. Let us arise and pray. O God, our Lord, thy holy word was long a hidden treasure, till to its place it was restored by grace in fullest measure. For this today, our thanks we say and gladly glorify thee. Thy mercy show and grace bestow on all who still deny thee. Amen. We continue with the hymn.
Blessing.